Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for March 9th, 2024. Getting ready for a very big retreat that's going to be coming up here at Mount Madonna in the next couple of days. And I have a beautiful workshop coming up tomorrow and pre-Madonna on the next day. So it's going to be an important retreat for all of us. And I'm hoping that I'm able to be skilled enough to get this over to people, my message of the inner light. We're working on awakening to the light that lives within us. Okay, I get this email from time to time from Randy in Colorado, and I enjoy his emails very, very much. They're very, very interesting. Listen to what he says here. And he wanted me to broadcast this. So here's his question. How do I overcome my cluelessness? I am, as you say, like so many, I live without the within. I love that. I live without the within. And that's one of my pet sayings. And I appreciate him picking up on that. Randy, the other day I was doing a little experiment. It really was for a week. I talked to 7 millennials that I work with. They are clueless people, just totally clueless. And they dance around the issue of their issue. They just don't want to acknowledge it. I asked them, what is the purpose, the meaning of your life? Not one of them. Not one of the 7 could tell me they had one. They said, I don't know. And I asked them, how do you live with not knowing? How do you do that? And again, the words, I don't know. I don't know. So this is a major issue in human beings, and I am sure their parents had the same thing. So when you start looking at people who don't have any meaning or substance to their life, like you say here in your little email, how do I overcome my cluelessness? You live without the within, as it were. I don't know what to really say to you. I don't think you can make a person understand the manner of this life, the manner of this livingness that lives within a person. You have to have a couple of things. The first thing, you have to be sick of your own sickness. And evidently, I don't know how you live, but evidently you're not sick enough to do anything about your sickness. It's just not in there. In fact, you probably don't even know it is a sickness. It probably doesn't even resonate in you. Well, something is definitely wrong here within you, because you have come to a place where you're emailing me and listening to me about something that doesn't really matter to some human part of you. It must be understood that in the humanness of us, we don't care about inner awakening. The nihilistic point of view is the big one, and it's because people can't do any kind of self-examination. They just can't do it. They are critical of other people. They may be critical of themselves, as you are, Randy, and that's as far as it goes. If you ask them to shine the light on what's going on within them, they just get dizzy and fall over on their backs or on their face, and they just don't get, what do you mean? They're within, you know, they don't have it. The American public doesn't have it. You're going to have to suffer many consequences, and that's the only way you're going to understand that there is a within and that there are consequences for not being adept at your own within. There is nothing I can say, not a single word. I think about all the people that I saw in the ashram who came and left, people who sat and listened to the master and then left and didn't they return to their own ego. They return to their genetic dispositions, their backgrounds, their DNA, their human bias. They return to their ethnic backgrounds. And with all that being said, they just didn't get it. And then they get mad and angry because if they looked, if they really, really had to look at what's going on within them, they would be very, very unhappy. Very unhappy. And they don't want to be unhappy. They want to think everything is groovy. And when you face your own death, Randy, that won't even work. Because for a lot of people, they're so numbed out and foolish, they don't get what really is going on within them. They don't understand the nature of their own self, their own life. We don't understand our fate, our destiny, and what that all means and how to put that together and be aware of it, not understand it. I am not preaching some kind of philosophy here or religion. You have to see these things for yourself, and this is why we have a human form. We allow this form to be very powerful, the one that makes all the quote-unquote life decisions. And what it does is it chips away with our karma at that inevitable thing within us. And what is that thing? You got to find that out for yourself. I can't tell you what that thing is. I mean, it just is something within you that moves and motivates you for love, for the sake of awakening to love. It is finding the realization of what authentic love is. That's all this lifetime is about, is authentic love. And if you are unwilling to see this love, to recognize it, to become aware of it, it will tear your life apart. And you'll get to do it again and again and again. It isn't a cruelty thing. It's something you have to realize within yourself, that you are being cruel to yourself because you have no awareness of it. And to do it would mean that you would have to admit the big one. And this is the one I find in millennials and all sorts of people, no matter what their age. And what it is I am wrong. The Fonzie thing. I have been wrong. I have lived all this lifetime, or whatever you think you've lived, how many years, and you've lived them in the confines of guilt and shame, pettiness and pride. What can I say? That is the big disease that most people have, and they don't have the ability or the willingness to have any sense of remorse over the way they've lived. They won't change things. To have remorse is to be intelligent enough to see what I've done and the uselessness of what I've done, the useless pain and suffering I've caused myself and other people, of course, and then make amends for it, make a change, do something beyond the guilt and shame, make restitution in not only other people's lives, but your own. Because as you make restitution in other people's lives, you do it to yourself as well. You create a new life within you that is vibrant and beautiful. But, you know, people don't do that. They're not interested. Because basically most people are unavailable. You can't reach them. And now with the political storms that are brewing right now, everybody is immersed in this idea of taking sides, and the whole political system seems to govern and rule everything in people's lives. I hear this all the time. I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. Well, what does that constitute? Money? Yeah. Ease of survival? Yeah. But that's not the way this life is built. There is more to life than my mere survival. There is something beyond the idea of happiness. Well, Randy, ask more. The more questions you ask, the more maybe I can help you. And I hope this helped my audience. And I want to thank you all for listening. and I'll be back tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.